Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gene Greisman, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Dr. Eugene Greisman, the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them to the studio. Actually, I didn't do that. Somebody else hurt themselves carrying them. I have people who do this. Anyway, his book, The Words Lincoln Lived By, continues to be one of my favorites. In fact, as I was saying, Gene, by the way, welcome back to the show, and welcome back to the USA.
I'm glad to be back, and I want to say thank you for the kind word you said about my book, The Words Lincoln Lived By. I continue to be impressed and thankful from people. I got a call from a woman last week. She said she bought it some years ago, lost it, had written in it, and she just had to replace the words Lincoln lived by. So,
well, I talked about it with a friend of mine over the weekend. I was just telling the audience about that earlier. Gene, you've just returned from Egypt, and you went there just to go. You didn't pass through Egypt. Your destination was Egypt. You stayed there, and you came back successfully, and we're glad about that. Well, give us just a little travelogue about what you found there.
Be happy to. Well, one of the things that I do whenever I plan a vacation, I like to, one, go to places that are rich in history, and two, where the dollar will go a long way.
Right.
And so I chose Egypt with those two variables in mind. One cannot think of a place that's richer in history than Egypt.
Millennia.
And number two,
they measure time in millennia over there, don't they?
Oh, yes. And the dollar goes so far there, and there are great tourist places. For example, I spent just 3 days in Cairo, and then I went up to Luxor, L-U-X-O-R,
right,
which is across the Nile from the Valley of the Kings, where the tomb of Tutankhamun was found. It is an astonishing place, and the Hilton has a tremendous resort there. So I, for 8 nights, stayed in luxury and then ventured out into this great exotic place, and my dollar just went so far. So
wow.
I loved it.
Well, I've come to know over the years, Gene, how much you love your own dollars. So I know that's important to you. So you're talking about staying at the Hilton and at this luxury place and everything, but that's not really a representation of Egypt.
No, but it's a safe enclave to go to.
Yeah.
Egypt is a poor country. Its number one economic business generator is tourism.
Right.
It has a wonderful. It does export some agricultural products.
Mm-hmm.
To Europe and to the Middle East. But it is primarily the tourist dollar that brings in most of the revenue. It is a poor country. A school teacher there, at a government school, will make about $200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a college-educated person.
Right.
So you can imagine how little other people make. It's
even though it is a poor country, did you see any signs of business growth there? How did the businesses that you talked to, how did they feel about their overall prospects for the future?
Fairly well. For example, Cairo. I don't know if people know this. Cairo has 25 million people in it. It's astonishingly large. And many parts of it have very modern operations. For example,
mm-hmm.
the Ritz-Carlton is building a huge new hotel just directly across from the Cairo Museum. The uncertainty in Egypt is this. They're two fronts. One, Mubarak, the president, is now getting quite old. He's in his 80s. And there's a big question about succession.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the rise of Islamic radical fundamentalism mm-hmm. all across that part of the world threatens the stability of the country. So there is concern about that.
Did you find people who were sympathetic to that than not?
Yes and a no. One, the last time I was in Egypt was about 20 years ago, and women, for example, many women on the street would be wearing Western clothes.
Right.
Today, I did not see a single Egyptian woman on the street without a scarf on her
wow.
head.
Wow. That's an indicator.
It's a huge change.
Mm-hmm.
The pervasive influence of religion is much more important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the big surprise. Americans are really liked there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see many American tourists. Lots of Europeans, lots of people from all over the world, Koreans, Japanese, mm-hmm. but not many Americans. And when I would tell them I'm an American, their eyes would brighten up and... Obama's presidency has helped, at least in the few people that I talked to about
mm-hmm.
that. They said, "Ooh, we like Obama." And
right.
so,
did they tell you why they liked him?
concerned about going over there,
right?
Because I was afraid I might be in danger, but
mm-hmm.
I felt very safe.
So you never felt there was never a point where you thought you were any kind of. Peril or in danger or compromised in any way?
No, I did not. And now, one reason for that is Mubarak has a military dictatorship
yeah.
there, and there are soldiers
everywhere. He's president for
everywhere.
Life, basically, isn't he?
And for once, I was glad to see so many soldiers.
Yeah, it depends on your perspective, isn't it? When you
see
that,
it made me feel a lot safer.
Right. So in general, did you talk to many small business owners while you were there?
Not, some. Of course, many of them wanted, the small business owners wanted to impose themselves on me and
right.
sell me something.
Right.
I was astonished at how small business is. In other words,
right.
It's really just tiny things. For example, I
right.
saw supermarkets not any larger than my living room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are those in the souks. In the markets, yeah, you see those all the time over there. Did they speak English?
Yes, lots of English speakers.
You didn't have any problem speaking English and communicating while you
not at all.
Very, very interesting.
They couldn't speak it, and by the way, they're learning it in school.
Yeah, yeah.
And if the person I was speaking to couldn't speak it, they would call somebody over.
Somebody nearby did. That's very interesting. Gene Greisman and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about his trip to Egypt. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.